almost a holding frustration in you, though, but you've been frustrated. You've been feeling like you're hitting the wall, hitting the wall, hitting the wall. And I just felt like God wanted to encourage you right now that you're frustrated because He's created you for more. But what you think that means is you think do more. But God's saying, I've created you for more. But it doesn't mean that you have to do more and be involved in more and do this and do that and help this person and do that. I just really feel like He's saying He's calling you up to a higher level, but it's not, doesn't mean that you have to be more busy and more active and involved in this and involved in that and teach this person this and do that. That's all good and fine if it's what God's calling you to do, but I even feel like God's saying there's certain things that you're even going to have to lay down so that He can do more in your life, be more in your life, bring you up to the next level that He's calling you to. Do more than just even, the practical things of playing on the worship team that He's calling you to carry people. He's calling you. I don't even know what that is. Maybe you already know what it is in your heart. You've been felt like you didn't fit or you couldn't do it anywhere or it would never work out or you didn't have the ability. But whatever it is that He's been frustrating you with, that you want to step forward and you want to do and you want to move into, but you don't know how and you don't know how to, what it's going to look like. I just feel like you need to take that step. And if I'm saying that you need to take that step, that step is now, that step is today, that step is next week. God's waiting on you to take that step, whatever it is, so that He can move through you more. That's what He means by the more. It's not being involved with more. It's I want to move through you more. I want to use you more. Not because you have to do everything, but because whatever it is that He's calling you to step out, I don't care if it's big or little, whatever it is, if you don't know it yet, He's going to reveal it to you. But I just have a feeling that you know an area that He's calling you to step out in. You've been, whether it's afraid or intimidated or just don't think you're good enough to do it. You need to step out in that. You need to talk to Him. You need to talk to Him. You need to move in the direction you need to move in and trust Him that He's going to use you. He's going to teach you what that more is. That's not being stretched a million ways and doing everything you can and just being this great guy, great Christian that helps everybody out. But there's more to it than that. There's something specific He wants you to do. He's waiting on you to change even this place, to change even the people in your life, just to change your circumstances, to change. There's so many things He wants to change. Just like when Molly made the choice to go to Brazil. She made the choice to step out, and that was the more. And sometimes you have to wait, and there's timing involved, but I feel like God's saying that that's a now for you. That just like when Molly had to make that choice to get on that plane and go to Brazil, that there's a now for you in the Spirit, and God's saying there's a stepping out right now for you that you're going to have to do, that you're going to have to step into something, whether it's physically or not. Maybe you may never know what it is, you may never see it, but it doesn't matter. It's being obedient to what He's even frustrating you with, what He's burdening your heart with, and you don't know what to do with it. Just find an avenue, find a way, talk to whoever you need to talk to, just step out.
God's saying as you come to a point in your life, you come to a precipice, you're standing on the edge of a cliff, and God's saying, I think He does it so many times in our life that He always is bringing us further in Him, and even as much as He's done in you in your life already, even as much as God has invested so much in your life, God, He's pushing you to the edge. He doesn't want you to remain comfortable. He doesn't want you to remain where you were. He says, here's the edge. All you got to do is jump off. But when we jump off, when we just fall, that just makes us so much of a different person than when He was building on us. He wants to basically break you into pieces and put you back together to be a vessel. But there's so many times like this that we strive on our own, but He just wants a willing vessel. He doesn't need somebody powerful. He doesn't need anybody that's smart or blah, blah. He loves to use the foolish things of this world. And I just feel like God wants to say that that's what He wants from you. He just wants you to lay your entire life down. He wants you to fall into His arms. He wants you to jump off that cliff. And no matter what you see, even if you can't see the bottom below, that when you land, when you smash in those pieces, that you're going to be more valuable than you ever have been to. When you totally just throw your arms and surrender that, there's so many points that we can surrender to God, but when we totally give Him everything, when we ask Him to break us into nothing so that He is everything in us, that's when He shines through the most. I feel like God's saying that He wants you to do this tonight. He wants to push you there. That I feel like there's been a decision, it wasn't tonight, but even in the past, recently, and maybe I think it was like maybe 2 weeks ago, I feel like God's saying that you made a Bible decision to just to say, God, I want to do whatever you want to do, no matter what it is. And you even you said voicibly that in your mind that you said, God, just point things out in my life that you want to change. And I feel like God's taking that. When we pray things like that, God's going to take them. He's going to point things out in your life. He wants things to change. He's going to cross the T's and dot the I's in life. Because when he does that, when he points things out, even in correction or whatever it is, he does that for a good reason. He does it because he wants to make us more like him. He wants us to bring us closer to him. And I just pray that he's just building that. Father, we just thank you so much for Jesus, God. He has such a future in you, Father, that even as Molly read, God, in Jeremiah, that before we were formed in the womb, you had a plan for him, God, that even in his past, Father, that he's had rough times in his family and in his life, God, that he's had to fend on his own, Father. And I just pray right now, God, that he just starts to have a new realization of who you are to him, Father, that you have he has a new realization, God, of what how much you care about him and how much you plan for every step of his life, God. Even these years in Messina, even in the years to come, Father, that maybe seem so minuscule to him, Father, in the big picture, but that these are the planning years, like in Molly, that all took all those years just to get her ready, to get her just right where God wanted her to go to Brazil, Father. And I just pray that you do those same things in him, God, that you nitpick at his life, God, until he gets so frustrated, so annoyed, Father, with the things in his life, God, that he wants to change so much, God, that he'll welcome them, God. He'll welcome your correction. He'll welcome them with open arms, God, that he'll totally throw back his guard. So totally throw back things that are in his life, God, that he pulls you away from, and totally just say, I'm completely surrendered to you, Father. God, just do that in his life tonight, Father. Thank you, Jesus, so much.
Here because you don't have to worry about that. If you're afraid, or there's
people here that say, I want what God wants for my life, but I don't want it, but I want to. Does that make sense? I've spent years of my life that way too, where I wanted to want what God wanted, but at the same time, I didn't really want it. I mean, kind of still wanted stuff for myself too, so, but I wanted to want it. But only God can make you want it. Only God can do that in your heart. Only God can make you realize nothing else. I can spend my whole life, I can be a famous movie star. I can make millions of dollars and be an engineer. I can do this or that. I can do anything in the whole world. And I will not be as happy and as fulfilled if I don't do what God calls me to do. And it doesn't mean you have to be a missionary or you have to be up here or anything like that. But God has something specific for you. And it's just your choice. There's a verse in the Bible that says you can choose life or you can choose death. I give you the choice, but choose life. That's not just talking about like, oh, I'm going to go kill myself, I'll choose to live. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about every decision you make is determining your destiny. It's just like that back there. It says, that quote back there says, our destiny is determined by the decisions we make. Choose wisely. Every decision. So anybody that wants prayer, come up. But there's two specific groups of people I think that really need to come up. Even if this remotely relates to you. One says, I'm afraid I'm going to miss what God has for me. Whether that's who you're supposed to marry, whether that's what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to live, doesn't matter. Second person says, I want God's will, but I don't really, really want it. So come on up. We'll pray for you. We'll have prayer over you with a mic. You're going to make that step towards God. Because just like Molly was saying, it's a step that you make. If you just sit back and hope, it's not going to happen. You will miss it. So.
Thank you.